Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another audio journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today's segment will cover presentiments, questions 522 to 524. Then, the influence of spirits on the events of life, questions 525 to 529.
Enjoy.
Question 522. Is a presentiment always a warning from a protector spirit?
A presentiment can be the inner and secret counsel of a spirit who wishes you well. It can also be an intuition about a choice made prior to incarnation. It is the voice of instinct. Before incarnating, a spirit has knowledge of the principal phases of its coming existence, that is, the kind of trials in which it will be engaged. When these are of a marked character, it preserves a type of impression in its inner consciousness. And this impression, the voice of instinct, awakens when the moment arrives. It then becomes a presentiment.
Question 523. Presentiments and the voice of instinct are always somewhat vague. What should we do when we are uncertain?
When in doubt, invoke your good spirit or pray to God, our supreme creator, to send you a divine messenger, one of us.
Question 524. Do the warnings of our protector spirits have our moral conduct as their sole objective, or our conduct regarding the things of our private life as well?
Everything. They seek to enable you to live in the best way possible, but you frequently shut your ears to their good warnings, and you thus make yourself unhappy through your own fault.
Author's remarks for question 524. Our protector spirits help us with their counsels through the voice of conscience, which they make resound in our inner being. However, since we do not always give them the importance they deserve, they offer us more direct counsels by using the persons around us. Examine the various happy or unhappy circumstances of your life, and you will see that on many occasions you receive counsels which you did not always take advantage of, but which would have saved you much trouble if you had listened to them. Question 525. Do spirits exert any influence on the events of life?
Certainly, because they counsel you.
Sub-question 525. Do they exert this influence in any other way besides the thoughts they suggest? Do they act directly in the outcome of things?
Yes, but they never act outside natural laws.
Author's remarks for question 525. We erroneously think that the action of spirits must only manifest through extraordinary phenomena. We would like for them to come to our aid through miracles, and we always imagine them to be armed with some kind of magic wand. But such is not the case. Rather, their intervention always appears veiled, and what is accomplished through their concourse seems entirely natural. Thus, for example, they cause the meeting of two persons who seem to have met by accident. They inspire someone with a thought of passing by such and such a place. They call a person's attention to a specific point, if it will lead to the result they desire. Thus, they work in such a way that individuals, believing they have only followed their own impulse, always retain their free will. Question 526. Since spirits can act upon matter, can they cause certain effects with the aim of producing a given outcome? For example, a man's time is up, he climbs a ladder breaks, and he dies from the fall. The spirits caused the ladder to break so that the man's fate would be fulfilled.
It is certainly true that spirits have an influence on matter, but in order to fulfill the laws of nature and not to derogate from them by causing an unexpected event at a given moment and contrary to such laws. In the example you have just mentioned, the ladder breaks because it is rotten or because it is not strong enough to support the man's weight. If it were the man's fate to die in this way, spirits would inspire him with the thought of climbing the ladder, which would then break under his weight. Thus, his death would stem from a natural cause without the need for any kind of miracle.
Question 527. Let us take another example, but one in which the natural state of matter does not intervene. A man is destined to die from lightning. He seeks refuge under a tree. Lightning strikes it, and he dies. Did spirits cause the lightning and direct it at him?
It is still the same thing. The lightning struck the tree at that particular moment because the event happened according to the law of nature. The lightning was not directed at the tree because the man was under it, but because he was given the inspiration to take refuge under the tree where lightning would strike. The tree would have been struck anyway, whether the man had been under it or not.
Question 528. An ill-intentioned man shoots at another, but the bullet barely grazes him. Could a benevolent spirit have deflected the shot?
If the individual was not meant to be struck, the benevolent spirit may have inspired him with the thought of moving out of its path, or it may have confused his enemy in such a way as to make him miss. Once the bullet is on its way, however, it must follow the line of its trajectory.
Question 529. What should be thought about magic bullets that are referred to in certain legends, in which fatality hit their mark?
Pure imagination. Humans delight in the marvelous, but are not content with the marvels of nature.
Sub-question 529. May the spirits who direct the events of life be thwarted by spirits who have desires to the contrary?
What God has willed must occur. If there is any delay or hindrance, it is the divine will.